Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien. Today is World Earth Day, and the theme this year is Planet versus Plastics. We all know that we should be cutting down on our use and reliance on plastics, but what damage do they really do? To find out a little bit more, I met up with Rossa Cassidy from the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun.
So plastics have become prevalent now. We're using plastics for so much stuff. It's been very cheap to produce and it can be used for so many different things. So in a lot of ways, plastics is amazing and enables us to live the life we do. But plastic has such a detrimental impact to our environment and it's becoming more and more widespread. It's becoming a major issue. Yeah. So what we're looking at is all this buildup of plastic, and plastic compared to other materials can last for a very, very long time. So that's kind of a big impact that it can have with it, you know.
So if you start off with recycling, how effective is recycling?
Yeah, that's a great question, because what I always thought is, like, once you recycle, we're doing great, you know. But actually, recycling is a little bit more complicated than that. And when we think about our plastic, how much actually does get recycled? So, you know, if plastic is dirty, it doesn't get recycled. If plastic isn't really separated or loose, so if there's different materials attached to it, that also doesn't get recycled. And then actually, what happens to our plastic? Does a lot of it stay in Ireland? A lot of it leaves the country as well. So we have to think about, you know, is recycling actually working?
Okay.
So we have to try and cut back on the amount that we're trying to recycle as well, so we can think about that reuse again, like we were talking about earlier.
And when you're talking about dirty, you're talking about pizza boxes, that kind of stuff, or?
Yeah, well, pizza boxes, that's a bit of a nuanced one. That one can actually go in the compost.
Okay.
So this is the other thing about education around recycling and that kind of thing. But when you talk about, let's say, a plastic bag, and there's something in the bottom of it, it's a bit dirty, milk or something like that.
Okay.
If that goes to the recycling centre, they can't recycle that. You know, they can't wash it out for you again then. So we have to clean those things out, dry them, and then they go into the recycling bin. So if they go in dirty, they're not going to get recycled.
And if they go in and they're not fully dry?
It's also not good as well, so they need to be dry.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we need to think about, we're producing so much plastic, are we going to buy it so we can really vote with our wallet in that way? So do we want to keep buying all this new plastic, or we can think about reuse then? So about bringing our bags to the shops and about reusing water bottles and all that kind of thing, rather than single use, use it once and then it gets disposed, because a lot of times it doesn't get recycled and it ends up in our environment as well. So those kind of decisions are really important.
And you often hear as well about, I don't know what they're called, micro something in the
that's
water,
right.
In the seas.
Microplastics, yeah.
Microplastics.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. So as plastic starts to degrade, as it starts to break down, it does take a long time, but it breaks down very small and it can turn into microplastics.
Yeah.
And microplastics, they're things you can't see with the naked eye. So you'll zoom in and you'll be able to see them, and they're going into our environment. They're going into the sea, the deep oceans, and these microplastics are kind of going everywhere. So it's really important that we try and cut back on that. And there's loads of ways to do that as well. So making sure our plastic does get recycled if we do use it. Plastic comes off our clothes when we wash it as well, there's microplastics leaving the washing machine, and so there are special filters we can get that can go in with our wash as well. They can come trying to collect those plastics up.
So when you're putting on a wash, literally you could be sending these microplastics into the water stream that'll end up at some stage.
End up in the ocean eventually.
Okay.
And then they can't get caught in the filters that we have in the water cleaning process as well. So those things end up in our rivers, they end up in the oceans as well.
Okay, so the key to this is reusing.
That's
more
it.
Than anything else.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. Recycling is somewhere on that scale, but reuse is the top priority.
Yeah, well, recycling is really important, but if we can think a step before that about reusing as well, and even before that again about refusing, a lot of saying refuse. So do I need it? Do I need to buy it in the first place? Does it need all this packaging? Can I bring my own stuff? And then if we do have the stuff, then we think, okay, how can we reuse this? And then so it's something very simple like a water bottle or a bag, that's easy enough. But then if we think of other stuff we have, like a colleague of mine was saying, it's great to look at the recycling bin as an arts and crafts space, and what can we use that for? What can we make out of this? So have a bit of fun with it as well, you know.
And creativity is very important in this whole movement towards more environmental.
That's
kind of what you're picking up. And then clearly in the Rediscovery Centre, creativity is a very important thing here.
Yeah, so the whole centre, everything we do here, we're trying to showcase how you can reuse and how things are valuable and they're not just supposed to be thrown away. So looking at those things and making them into things that we can actually use that are good quality, but also having a bit of fun with them as well.
Rossa, thanks very much for your time today.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million.
So the idea of reusing any plastics we have as much as possible, along with deciding at the point of purchase what product we choose based on its packaging, is the way to go. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Errors to Protect page on classichits.ie or on errorstoprotect.ie.
Errors to Protect is funded by Commissio na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out errorstoprotect.ie for more information.